Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Rants and Raves podcast. I'm joined with Darren Altman, who's the Sharp Business Development Manager for Almo Pro AV. Darren, how are you?
I'm good, Gary. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. And one of the things that I'm going to do here in the next few weeks is talk about the top 10 things. Actually, it's coming up sooner than that. It's actually next week, I think. The top 10 things that I saw at the Almo E4 show. And for those that don't know, the Almo E4 show is the best show put on by a distributor. It's really, I challenge to call it a distributor show because it's really a lot more than that. It's really become an educational experience and conference. Wouldn't you agree with that comparatively to other shows that are out there?
Oh, no question about it. I mean, that's one of the E's in E4 is education. And I think that's one of the more valuable ones of the E because, you know, if we're not constantly keeping up with our education, I mean, there's no way to keep up with the industry in general because it's certainly forever changing.
Yeah. And what we've seen is that everyone has tried to copy Almo's E4 and they've done a good job or a decent job, I should say, copying the trade show part. But not the networking part, not the education part, and not the conference part. And that's the differentiation there. But this webinar is going to not only focus on that, but it's also going to focus on products. And I don't want to give away any secrets out there, but certainly one of the top 10 products at the show that I'll be talking about in my podcast is going to be the Sharp 8K displays. We'll get to that in just a second. But Sharp kicked off the Almo E4 shows with the 4K resolution Aquius boards, and Sharp invented the, many would argue Sharp invented the collaboration board space, and 4K takes it to a new level.
Oh, it definitely does. And as we know in the industry, 4K is such a buzz these days with the resolution that it is and the detail that it can show. And now bringing that into an interactive, panel allows you to, not only see so much more, but the detail and the true pen on paper touch of this panel is just one of the main features of it, the touch and feel of it. I know at every location of the E4, we had a characterist doing some artwork, really just to show the versatility and just to show you the detail and that pen on paper feel of these new panels.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, taking a character artist along with you draws people's attention and gets them involved and to see how, a couple of years ago, I did a presentation at the E4 about the collaboration board space and where it was going. And one of the things I focused on was how important it was that that your finger or your pen follow in real time in electronic form exactly what you would experience on a whiteboard or with a marker on a whiteboard or on a post-it note or even writing on a wall or a whiteboard wall. And and that's one of the differentiations Sharp has is that their emulation of that is real time.
Yeah, and I think that's important because, I mean, we've all used interactive panels where, you touch the board and, the line kind of, is a couple of seconds behind your finger or the stylus that you're using at the time. And it just, it's not clean, but, the technology has just advanced so much that, that's why Sharp uses the pen on paper feel because it really feels that way when you actually get your hands on one of these boards. It's come a long way, and I think Sharp is knocking it out of park in that particular feature of it.
Yeah, and I'm talking to Darren Altman from Almo Pro AV, he's a Sharp Business Development Manager. But obviously the top 10 is only going to one of the products will be a Sharp product because they the 8K, and I want to talk about that just a second. So hold your. I know you want to talk about.
I'm holding about it.
I know you do, but there's some other companies out there that'll obviously. Get some exposure. I was really impressed with the amount of AV over IP products at this year's E4. We started in Washington, D.C. with two manufacturers that had AV over IP, went to Dallas, then Boston, then ended in Nashville with six manufacturers having AV over IP products. Obviously, I'm going to pick one of those as the top in the category from the shows. What are your impressions of AV over IP and where that's heading?
I mean, AV over IP, I mean, it's more and more. It's kind of like, a few years back when HD-based T came around, you just started seeing it more and more and more. And I think AV over IP is basically the new wave of technology in this industry. And it just, it almost makes it endless because AV over IP, I mean, the AV and the IT industries are always, there's always that gray line down the middle because you know how AV people are versus IT people, but it's inevitable that they're going to converge, and AV IP is really just the way it's going to happen.
I agree. And so I'm going to pick one of those products. And there's some other cool things that happened at the E4 this year. So definitely join me next week. I think the podcast is on the webinar is on the 15th at 2 p.m. Eastern. I'll put a registration link in this podcast so that you can register. But of course, you can head over to the Almo E4 AV, or you can go to the AlmoProAV.com site and register for the for the webinars.
I'll definitely be there.
Yeah, and go to education and click on webinars, and you can register under the upcoming webinar section. Again, AlmoProAV.com under education, and then click on upcoming webinars. So let's get to the finale. Definitely one of my top 10 is going to be the Sharp 8K displays. I mean, it is truly 4K without it's truly 3D without using 3D glass. It's like looking through a window. Would you not agree?
Oh my God. That's probably the best way to describe it when you get true 8K content on an 8K panel. I know the first time that I experienced it was at Infocom, and then Sharp was kind enough to do a demo at Almo headquarters where I really got an up close and personal view at true 8K content on an 8K panel. And that's the one thing that caught my eye, or really I should say set the hook in the excitement, was not only was it the depth perception, because it really gives you that 3D look, but you know, when you have certain certain items, like almost like the fine print on like a Pepsi can, I mean, you can see that text crystal clear. And those two items, you know, the depth perception and the fact that you can see such small text, you know, like you're reading the top line on an eye chart, really set the hook in the excitement for 8K.
I agree with you. It's mind-boggling. It's definitely going to get one of my top 10. Of course, the other 9 manufacturers I will talk about next week, next Thursday, November 15th at 2 p.m. Join us for that webinar. Darren, I really appreciate you joining me. I know you're excited about this 8K display. It's, Sharp was first to the market with it at CES on the consumer side, first to demo the technology. And of course, this year has been all about 8K for Sharp. Congratulations on that success. And I'm excited to present this webinar next week.
Great. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing the webinar. I'm definitely going to be on it. The excitement in this technology, you know, if you don't have the excitement, then I don't understand why not, because it's cool. Can't say it's not.
Exactly. And, people always want better quality. The thing is, the content availability is going to be a big deal. And the cool thing about this is that if even though content, people think, oh, well, I'm going to wait until there's 4K native content, when in reality, the advantage of 4K, of 8K, sorry, 8K native content, the advantage of that is that, think about it, with 8K, you can put four 4K images the screen at the same time in native resolution. So really, it's a game changer. I mean, it's hard to use this term very much in the industry because so many manufacturers make claims about being game-changing, but it's truly the game-changing resolution. Even though we're a couple of years away from it being mainstream, there's a lot of applications where you can use it now.
Sure can. And I think certain verticals will benefit mostly from the point that you just made, where you can take an 8K resolution and you put it into quadrants. You have four 4K quadrants. So depending upon the vertical and the application, 8K can be a really impressive fit for whatever that application turns out to be.
Exactly. So again, next Thursday, 2 p.m. Eastern, join me for my top 10 things Gary K saw at the 2018 Almo E4 AV Tour. And by the way, if you don't go to this tour and you only go to Infocom, you're making a mistake. This is a way to see the products that are launched at ISE and launched at Infocom. If you don't get to go to those two shows, this is a way to actually see them. But more importantly, you could have gone to the E4 in Nashville and you could have earned 16 CTS credits sitting in on all free education. And there's no other place to do that other than Infocom. There's no other way to do that other than going to Infocom. So you could have gotten 16 CTS credits. And so put that on your 2019 schedule. In January, we will announce the 2019 tour. Thanks for listening. And Darren, have a great day.
You too, Gary. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Of course, if you want to see all that we captured at the E4 AV Tour in 2018, we have a dedicated microsite at raypubs.com/E4. Easy to get to. and see everything that Almo does, go to almoprairiev.com. Thank you very much and have a great day.